when we announced that you were going to be on Fox News Sunday, I got a lot of email from viewers, and I got to say, I was surprised. Most of them wanted me to ask you this question. Why didn't you do more to put bin Laden and al-Qaeda out of business when you were president? There's a new book out you may, I suspect you've already read, called The Looming Tower. And it talks about the fact that when you pulled troops out of Somalia in 1993, bin Laden said, I have seen the frailty and the weakness and the cowardice of U.S. troops. Then there was the bombing of the embassies in Africa and the attack on the coal.
Okay, let's just go through.
May I just finish the question, yeah, sir? And after the attack, the book says that bin Laden separated his leaders, spread them around because he expected an attack, and there was no response. I understand that hindsight is always 20/20.
No, let's talk about it.
But the question is, why didn't you do more, connect the dots, and put them out of business?
All right, let's talk about it. I will answer all those things on the merits, but first I want to talk about the context in which this arises. I'm being asked this on the Fox network. ABC just had a right-wing conservative running their little pathway to 9/11, falsely claiming it was based on the 9/11 Commission report, with three things asserted against me directly contradicted by the 9/11 Commission report. And I think it's very interesting that all the conservative Republicans who now say I didn't do enough claim that I was too obsessed with bin Laden. All of President Bush's neocons thought I was too obsessed with bin Laden. They had no meetings on bin Laden for 9 months after I left office. All the right-wingers who now say I didn't do enough said I did too much. Same people. They were all trying to get me to withdraw from Somalia in 1993 the next day after we were involved in Black Hawk Down, and I refused to do it and stayed 6 months and had an orderly transfer to the United Nations. Okay, now let's look at all the criticisms. Black Hawk Down, Somalia. There is not a living soul in the world who thought Osama bin Laden had anything to do with Black Hawk Down, or was paying any attention to it, or even knew al-Qaeda was a going concern in October of 1993.
I understand.
No, wait. Don't tell me this. You asked me, why didn't I do more to bin Laden? There was not a living soul. All the people who now criticize me wanted to leave the next day. You brought this up, so you get an answer. Secondly,
bin Laden says
that bin Laden may have said
bin Laden
that.
Says bin, that, but it showed the weakness of the United
but
States.
But it would have shown the weakness if we'd left right away. But he wasn't involved in that. That's just a bunch of bull. That was about Muhammad Adid, a Muslim warlord, murdering 22 Pakistani Muslim troops. We were all there on a humanitarian mission. We had no mission, none, to establish a certain kind of Somali government or keep anybody out. He was not a religious fanatic.
But, Mr. President,
there was no al-Qaeda.
With respect, if I may, instead of going through 93 and
96... No, you ask it. You brought it
but
up.
May I ask you a general question and then you can answer?
Yeah.
The 9/11 Commission, which you talk about, and this is what they did say, not what ABC pretended they said.
What did they say?
They said about you and President Bush, and I quote, the U.S. government took the threat seriously, but not in the sense of mustering anything like the kind of effort that would be gathered to confront an enemy of the first, second, or even third rank.
First of all, that's not true with us and bin Laden.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what the 9/11 Commission
said. Let's look at what Richard Clark said. Do you think Richard Clark has a vigorous attitude about bin Laden?
Yes, I do.
You
I
do,
think
don't
he has,
you?
He has a variety of opinions and loyalties,
right.
But yes,
no,
he has a vigorous opinion.
Yeah, he has a variety of opinions and loyalties now, but let's look at the facts. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He was loyal to him. He worked for George H.W. Bush, he was loyal to him. He worked for me, and he was loyal to me. He worked for President Bush, he was loyal to him. They downgraded him and the terrorist operation. Now, look what he said. Read his book and read his factual assertions. Not opinions, assertions. He said we took vigorous action after the African embassies. We probably nearly got bin Laden. I authorized the CIA to get groups together to try to kill him. The CIA was run by George Tenet that President Bush gave the Medal of Freedom to. He said he did a good job setting up all these counterterrorism things. The country never had a comprehensive anti-terror operation until I came there. Now, if you want to criticize me for one thing, you can criticize me for this. After the cold, I had battle plans drawn to go into Afghanistan, overthrow the Taliban, and launch a full-scale attack search for bin Laden. But we needed basing rights in Uzbekistan, which we got after 9/11. The CIA and the FBI refused to certify that bin Laden was responsible while I was there. They refused to certify. So that meant I would have had to send a few hundred special forces in and helicopters refuel at night. Even the 9/11 Commission didn't do that. Now, the 9/11 Commission was a political document, too. All I'm asking is, anybody wants to say I didn't do enough, you read Richard Clark's
book.
Do you
think you did enough, sir?
No, because I didn't get him.
Right.
But at least I tried. That's the difference in me and some, including all the right-wingers that are attacking me now. They ridicule me for trying. They had 8 months to try. They did not try. I tried. So I tried and failed. When I failed, I left a comprehensive anti-terror strategy, and the best guy in the country, Dick Clark, who got demoted. So you did Fox's bidding on this show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me.
Well,
what I want to know
wait,
is...
Wait,
now,
wait, sir.
No, wait,
I'm
wait,
asking
wait,
a
no,
question.
Wait.
You don't think that's a legitimate question?
No, it was a perfectly legitimate question, but I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked this question of. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked, why didn't you do anything about the coal? I want to know how many people you asked, why did you fire Dick Clark? I want to know how many people you asked
we
about
ask.
This.
Did you ever watch Fox News Sunday,
I
sir?
I don't believe you asked them that.
We asked plenty of questions.
You
of
didn't ask that, did you? Tell
about
the
USS
Chris.
Cole?
Tell the truth.
With Iraq and Afghanistan,
that?
There's plenty of stuff to ask.
Did you ever ask that? You set this meeting up because you're going to get a lot of criticism from your viewers because Rupert Murdoch's supporting my work on climate change. And you came here under false pretenses and said that you'd spend half the time talking about what we did out there to raise $7 billion plus in 3 days from 215 different commitments. And you don't care. But
President Clinton, if you look at the questions here, you'll see half the questions about that. I didn't think this was going to set you off on such a tear.
You launched it set off on a tear because you didn't formulate it in an honest way and because you people ask me questions, you don't ask the other side.
That is not true.
Richard Clark made it clear in his testimony.
Would you like to talk about the Clinton Global Initiative?
No, I want to finish this now.
All right. Well,
All I'm saying is you falsely accused me of giving aid and comfort to bin Laden because of what happened in Somalia. No one knew Al-Qaeda existed then. And the
but did
very,
they know,
no,
did
wait,
they know
wait.
In 1996 when he declared war on the U.S.? Did they know in 1998
Absolutely, when
he bombed the two embassies?
And
did they know in 2000 when he hit the coal?
What did I do? I worked hard to try to kill him. I authorized the finding for the CIA to kill him. We contracted with people to kill him. I got closer to killing him than anybody's gotten since. And if I were still president, we'd have more than 20,000 troops there trying to kill him. Now, I've never criticized President Bush, and I don't think this is useful. But you know we do have a government that thinks Afghanistan is only one-seventh as important as Iraq. And you ask me about terror and Al-Qaeda with that sort of dismissive thing, when all you have to do is read Richard Clark's book to look at what we did in a comprehensive, systematic way to try to protect the country against terror. And you got that little smirk on your face, and you think you're so clever. But I had responsibility for trying to protect this country. I tried, and I failed to get bin Laden. I regret it, but I did try. And I did everything I thought I responsibly could. The entire military was against sending special forces into Afghanistan and refueling by helicopter. And no one thought we could do it otherwise because we could not get the CIA and the FBI to certify that Al-Qaeda was responsible while I was president. And so I left office. And yet, I get asked about this all the time. They had three times as much time to deal with it, and nobody ever asked them about it. I think that's strange.
Can I ask you about the Clinton Global Initiative?
You can.
I always intended to, sir.
No, you intended, though, to move your bones by doing this first, which is perfectly fine. But I don't mind people asking me. I actually talked to the 9/11 Commission for 4 hours, Chris, and I told them the mistakes I thought I made. And I urged them to make those mistakes public because I thought none of us had been perfect. But instead of anybody talking about those things, I always get these clever little political deals where they ask me one set of questions and the other guys another set. And it always comes from one source. And so,
I really want to ask you about the Clinton Global Initiative. What's the source? I mean, you seem upset, and
I am upset because.
I'm asking you this in good faith because it's on people's minds, sir.
Well, that's
and
right.
I wasn't, and
but
I wasn't,
there's a
and
reason
I,
it's on people's minds. That's the point I'm trying to make. There's a reason it's on people's minds because there's been a serious disinformation campaign to create that impression. This country only has one person who's worked on this terror, from the terrorist incidents under Reagan to the terrorist incidents of 9/11. Only one, Richard Clark. And all I say to anybody is, if you want to know what we did wrong or right, or anybody else did, read his book. The people on my political right who say I didn't do enough spent the whole time I was president saying, why is he so obsessed with bin Laden? That was wag the dog when he tried to kill them. My Republican Secretary of Defense, and I think I'm the only president since World War II to have Secretary of Defense of the opposite party, Richard Clark and all the intelligence people said that I ordered a vigorous attempt to get bin Laden and came closer, apparently, than anybody has since.
All right.
And you guys try to create the opposite impression when all you have to do is read Richard Clark's findings and you know it's not true. It's just not true. And all this business about Somalia, the same people that criticized me about Somalia were demanding I leave the next day. The
all
same
right.
exact crowd. So if you're going to do this, for God's sakes, follow the same standards for everybody.
I think we do.
And be flat and fair.